Speaking to over 40,000 people in an autumnal St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict announced the names of the 24 men whom he will elevate to the College of Cardinals during a special consistory on November 20th next.
Nella lista dei nuovi corporati si riflette l'universalità della Chiesa.
They come from 13 countries on 5 continents. 10 of them are officials in the Roman Curia. 10 others are residential archbishops, with the remaining 4 bishops over the age of 80. This means they are not eligible to vote in conclave.
Monsignor Donald William Wall, Arcivescovo di Washington, Stati Uniti d'America. Monsignor Raymond Leo Burke, Prefetto del Supremo Tribunale della Signatura Apostolica.
Most notably for the Anglophone world was the naming of 2 men from the United States, Archbishop Donald Wuerl of Washington and Archbishop Raymond Burke, who currently heads the Supreme Tribunal of the Apostolic Signatura. Another name of note, and the only Asian on the list, is Archbishop Malcolm Ranjith of Colombo, Sri Lanka, formerly secretary at the Congregation for Divine Worship and Discipline of the Sacraments. Finally, from English-speaking Africa, the Archbishop Emeritus of Lusaka, Zambia, Medardo Joseph Mazombwe.
Essi infatti provengono da varie parti del mondo.
The November consistory will leave the College of Cardinals with 203 members. Of those, 121 will be eligible to vote in conclave, one more than an established limit of 120. However, 7 cardinals will turn 80 over the next 6 months. The elevation of Archbishops Wuerl and Burke will bring the number of U.S. cardinals to 18, 13 of voting age. Europe is still the largest bloc, with 62 cardinal electors, of whom 25 are Italian.
Vi invito a pregare per I nuovi cardinali.
Pope Benedict noted that all of the men who will receive red hats on November 20th have the task of helping the successor of Peter in accomplishing his mission as the perpetual and visible source and foundation of the unity of faith and communion in the Church. And he concluded, I ask you to pray for the new cardinals, asking the intercession of the Most Holy Mother of God so they fruitfully fulfill their ministry in the Church. I'm Emer McCarthy.